When we look at the night sky, what do we see? Is the array of stars and planets a beautiful chaos or a scientific phenomenon? Or do we impose on that array our own cultural and spiritual meanings? I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Young New Mexico artist Marcus Zuniga explores these questions through digital projections and multi-channel videos. His installation is currently on view in Santa Fe, and Marcus Zuniga is with us now. Marcus, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
This work is based on your own footage of the cosmos. How did you record it?
I use amateur-grade materials, so I use a telescope and a simple Nikon DSLR camera. And it's just hours of me finding an object like Jupiter or Venus or a star or whatever, and aligning the eyepiece of the telescope with the camera lens. And at the right angle, the right moment, the right time, I capture a 10-second piece of footage that I do a lot of different things with in editing. So I'll layer the footage together to create sort of these fictional cosmic systems or constellations, and then I'll change the orientation of them so that they're rotating as you see them, so the perspective is constantly changing. And I contextualize all the work using influences from my Mexican-American heritage to show them from a perspective that's specific to me, but using subject matter that's available and accessible to everybody, regardless of where you come from.
Visitors to the No Land Art Space in Santa Fe, what are they going to see?
The show is artworks that I've made over the past 2 years while living in Santa Fe, called Ya Veo, which in Spanish means I see. They look a lot to Aztec astronomy. The imagery and the drawings and codexes that they created to describe what they were seeing, that all plays a huge role in how I compose and design things. So you see a collection of sculptures that I've made and two-dimensional wall pieces that I've made, video projections, and then video monitors that are housing projections. So there's a piece that's on the floor that has three monitors, and all these wires and cables are flying all around the place because it's sort of a way to bring a physicalness to the digital process that I work in and make it feel more real. It's also very reflective of the complexity of what I'm looking at and the complexity of how much work I went through in order to make these things that are very simple in appearance. Sometimes they're just black screens with white dots on them. But in order to get those images and make them move the way I wanted to as videos, I have to go through a lot of complex processes too.
And you don't want to hide that.
And I don't want to hide that. And a big part of everything that I'm working on is that the work is very accessible to everybody, regardless of what sort of art background you have.
Or technical background.
It's video, which I feel like a lot of people are very familiar with. Somehow I feel like we're always interacting with moving images. And the accessibility of that is something I'm really excited about and what makes me so passionate about video art, because I feel like it's something that really speaks to the time that we are in.
This installation is the result of your exploration of the cosmos. You had a lot of questions that you wanted to answer. What about us as viewers? What would you like us to get out of this installation?
Right. Well, I have one projection called Hidrogeno Helio, and it is hydrogen helium in English. It is a collage video that I've made of the planet Jupiter with several different layered shots of the same planet, but it ends up becoming sort of this fictional looking system where there's one rooted star planet and all these revolving things happening around it. And I think when people come into work like that and no one's told them anything about what it's going to be like or what to expect, and they just see that image, they can kind of recognize what it looks like and start to make their own interpretations of what they're seeing. And there's this really exciting moment when you look down from an art piece, you see the title of the artwork. And in a poetic sort of way, you're being informed slightly what I see when I look at this. So I always want there to be that conversation and that education for people to learn something new about something that they're familiar with, like seeing the night sky, and but seeing it in a different way and in a way that is specific to me and people like me, you know, people from the Chicano background.
When you look up at the night sky now, not through a telescope, just when you're outside in the great New Mexico sky, do you look at it differently than you did a couple of years ago before you started this process?
Yeah, I do. Before I started all this work, I would always look specifically for planets that you can recognize without a telescope or designs of constellations or whatever they may be. Sort of just formally how I'd been taught to look at the sky. But now I look at it very ambiguously, where I don't really project anything onto the night sky, and I'm just seeing a very minimal image of a black sky with white dots on it. And that makes me feel a lot more peaceful about the idea of what the universe is like when there's not so much conflicting messages, and when it's really just a simple image. That's when it really feels comforting to me.
Would you like the viewers to your installation to feel a similar way, or are you not making a judgment there?
I'm not making a judgment. I welcome all opinions. And I think in art, and especially in the space that my work is in, it's an intimate space where I'm really exposing myself in a very vulnerable way. And I think whenever we do that as people or as artists, that 9 times out of 10 people are going to want to engage with it and have at least one original thought about it. Whether they like it or not is up to them.
One original thought. That's all you can ask of people. That's a good thing.
That would be nice.
Electronic artist Marcus Zuniga, a 2014 UNM graduate, takes a look at the cosmos with a video installation on view June 10th and 11th at the Noland Art Space on the Santa Fe Plaza. It's part of the 2017 Currents New Media Festival. Thank you so much for joining us, Marcus.
Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.